USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police are reporting at least 8 people were injured after shots rang out in the city's Fern Rock section Wednesday afternoon.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said most of the victims were in stable condition, and a 71-year-old man was in critical condition. Life expectancy in America has taken a downward trend. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recent hacks into federal government computers was far worse than reported. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Experts have described the hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A supply chain attack on Microsoft Cloud Services provided the attackers with the conduit to breach their victims. Atlanta, Georgia officials are telling basketball fans to stay away. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.